This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I read the same thing too.
Yeah, that's what's going viral.
And I think that's true.
So we're talking about how Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, said, I don't want to talk about when they asked, how'd you meet? Bill Belichick, who's 73, she's 24, and they said, how'd you meet? And she goes, I don't want to talk about it. And we're not talking about this. And the reporter's like, you're not talking about this? And she said, no, it's because she's a hooker.
Yeah. Yep. They met.
I said hooker in case you couldn't hear me.
They met because he's a rich white dude.
Yep.
And he hired an escort, high end.
Yep.
And paid her.
Allegedly.
And then probably did it a couple more times before they decided we'll be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
Because she saw that he got a lot of money.
I've seen Pretty Woman. I know how this works.
And she doesn't have to, you know, go from client to client to client. She can just stick with this one guy.
Big
and that's
mistake.
Exactly.
Huge.
Huge.
When Julia Roberts goes into that store, she's kind of dressed like a hooker, and they won't wait on her. And so she's like, how much is this? And they're like, too much for you, hooker lady. And so then she leaves, and then she goes and she tells, what's his name? The other actor?
Richard Gere.
Yeah. I almost said Gene Simmons, which is not right. Richard Gere. She tells Richard Gere, like, oh my God, they wouldn't wait on me. And he's like, we'll change all that. And he went in there with his black American Express. And then she's like, did you guys used to wait on, were you waiting on me? And they're like, huh? And she's like, big mistake. Big. Huge. Because she bought out the whole store.
This was in the movie?
Yeah, it was in the movie. Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I just remember the hooker part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you mean, you remember?
I don't remember the plot.
Do you remember George Costanza trying to get some?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do remember George.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good scene there.
Yeah. But
yeah. I don't remember the department store, though.
What? That's the main part of that. Yeah. That's like the heart of it.
Yeah, again, I was just paying attention to her.
Big mistake.
I didn't catch on. Didn't catch on again. But yeah, I kind of buy this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this the girl that he was coming out of the apartment that morning?
Yeah.
That's her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where this started.
Yeah.
Now we've got it.
And doesn't it all make sense that she doesn't want to talk about it?
It
how
does.
They met?
Yeah, she shut it down real quick.
It does. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Because I'm a hooker.
Yeah, because
that's why we can't talk about it.
I think that if you really went in and investigated this, that could be uncovered easily.
Yeah, because I'm sure other people have been with her.
Yeah. There are receipts. Yeah,
there. Good, BJ.
I feel so cool right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show in the Belco Studios. Also on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Our podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. I want to play you something real quick here. And you tell me what you think this is, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Hang on, there's more.
Hang on.
All right, what do you think it is?
Well, let's hear. A scene from Star Wars.
Yes.
Ooh,
that's what I'm guessing.
Oh, that's pretty good. One more.
Oh, wow, that's
No, that was the contest this past weekend at Bigfoot Days.
Oh, it was?
It's the Bigfoot yell.
Ah, Sasquatch yelling?
Yes.
Or calling? Maybe calling or whatever.
They had a perfect weekend up there for this event, and that's the competition that they had this past weekend. Who could do the Bigfoot call?
I feel like that you really are sad you missed this because you are fascinated.
I'm going.
I know.
Well, I'm going next year.
Well, we're doing the Bigfoot bus.
You darn right.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Well, yeah.
Bigfoot
Why
bus.
Why wouldn't you be in? Yeah.
It's the BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus. I can't wait to start promoting that.
I know.
Maybe we start next week.
Except for he never got that girl's phone number.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have her phone number.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right.
Oh, you went back and found it, didn't you?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Straight hours.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hours. All right, we know how you got it. Yeah. Too much to explain. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of text, people
Good
are
job.
Bitchy
Good
today.
Job. Are they?
Oh, my God.
Why are they upset?
On the text. But what's our text number?
303-22-ALICE.
Okay, 303-22, yeah. Well, I mean, people are like, you're saying how old that Jordan girl is, 24, too many times. She's 24.
She's 24.
She's 24.
Well, you got to emphasize that because he's 50 years older.
Yeah, I mean, she's 24.
That's a big part of the story.
Somebody's like, drinking yeah. game. How many times did Jamie say 24? What the hell?
We'll drink up.
And somebody said, I feel so sorry for BJ. Jamie's always late every morning. How do you do it, BJ?
It's hard.
It's the
very
boy,
difficult.
It's 3 minutes of boy time.
Yeah.
That's when the boys get
It's on bro time, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the bro time. Because then the girl comes in and she's like, "Wah!"
It's not the same without you, though.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just going to tell you.
I thought it was like bro time.
Man.
BJ doesn't
I
like
never
bro
really.
Time.
Yeah, bro time, yeah.
Bro I did notice when I was driving in, well, I was in the parking lot, actually. I did notice you asked Carson about his day and you could have cared less.
Yeah.
No, I
it's
heard
just
it.
A, just a formality,
I heard
really.
It exactly, but I wanted to get on to Spadil. But I heard exactly. I could recite it back to you, and that was 3 hours ago.
Okay, what was
I could tell you exactly what you did.
All okay, right. What did I say?
All right, Saturday, you were talking about the hockey game. Woo! We kicked their butt. We buried them.
Yeah.
We had 50 shots on goal. See?
Yeah.
I remember every word of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you said on Sunday, you went to the zoo. And I said, hey, going to hang with some monkeys, are you?
Yeah.
Word for word. Is it all?
Okay.
I heard it
I'll
all.
I'll give you a pass on that. I got you.
I heard every single word.
Felt like you didn't care.
No. Look, I said I could recite it. I didn't say I cared. You think I really care? No. Don't waste so much into it, Jamie. Just all know right. if I heard.
Okay,
that's
so you
all
heard.
I
that's
need.
Good. That's
yeah.
good.
Do
yeah,
I
okay.
care?
Yeah.
Hell no. Do I care?
And what
no.
did and what did you do, Schmidl, over the weekend?
Paintball. I'm getting ready for Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's all he said. Okay. I break paintball over the weekend. It's the same thing. That's why the boys' time is just going.
Right, yeah. I only do like three things.
It's the same damn thing, dude.
That's true.
Same thing with him, though. He only
it
watches
is,
hockey and takes
Especially
care of his
hockey
daughter.
Season. It's hockey every night.
Only take care of my kid. Yeah, no big deal.
Well, I'm just saying, all I do is play paintball. Just like all you do is watch hockey and take care of the
At least
girl.
I come in here searching for somebody to pick up my dog poop. I don't do that every day. See, I come in with something
See,
a little different
a
every day.
That was a new one.
Yeah, it's a brand new
by
one.
By the way, I did not realize you've let your dogs poop in the yard this whole year and you haven't picked it up once.
Oh my God.
It's kind of gross.
That is nasty.
By the way, if you can help out. Like, oh, poo.
I bet you there's no grass there's, left. It's
I love
all
that
poop.
Name.
Yeah.
The names for these poop services, they're great.
Yeah, they are.
These people are very clever. I love aw, poo.
And I like it because some of them have their trucks and they have the name on the side of their trucks.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I always think this, but when I see one of those trucks, I'm like, gosh, his poor wife. She has to drive that sometimes when her car breaks down.
Oh.
Like the guy that has to borrow his wife's car with the eyelashes. She sells.
Yeah. With the ladybug.
And, yeah, she has eyelash extension business.
Yeah.
And they put eyelashes on their Tesla. Oh, no.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a weird, weird deal. Yeah. By the way, if you're in that poop pickup business.
Yeah.
Go ahead and text us.
But now you
I'm still
me,
looking.
You told me, well, I couldn't pick it up because it's winter. Well,
what?
That's what you said a minute ago.
It would start out with getting buried in the snow. And then you can't pick it up when it's buried in the snow is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not just because it's winter. Winter's actually a good time. It's frozen.
Yeah.
That is actually the best time to pick up.
It's actually the best time.
Yeah, frozen turns are the best.
But I've missed my winter season. Now we're into the thawing out. Man, oh,
Bush.
Man. You're starting to understand, aren't you? We're in that thawing out phase right now. And that's not a good phase,
Yuck!
Folks.
Yuck!
And now I've turned on the sprinklers.
Oh!
All right, if you're in that business, you might want to contact me, 303-22 Alice.
Answer the phone, Schmidl.
Okay. Plus, we've hit highs in the 80s already. Snuck up on me, folks. It snuck up on
so
me.
So your kid can't play in the backyard, can he?
At
Not
all.
Today. Not today. Hopefully by the weekend he can.
Okay.
It's according to how the Textato goes in the next 5 minutes. he might not be able to play until June.
Yeah, man.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay, good luck.
I like to play it by ear. He loves the front yard anyway. The front yard's a great place
right,
to go.
Right, by the busy street.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Just want to mention real quick here, Avs tonight. They play tonight, game 5 in Dallas.
What's the record? Where are we at?
We're 2-2 in the series.
2-2. Okay.
Yep. 2-2. All right. All right. Two. Yeah. Big game tonight.
Big, huge.
Take a big advantage if you win tonight, right?
Man, I watched some of the highlights from the Nuggets game. That was insane. I love that fight. That fight was good.
What fight was that?
They had
I didn't
fight.
See a fight.
Yeah. There was a big fight.
Who fought?
James Harden and Aaron Gordon.
Good.
Yeah.
Who won?
Harden tried to slap Gordon, and then they had to hold Gordon back because Gordon would have just pieced him up.
Pieced him up.
He would have just slapped
him down.
But they didn't get to fight.
No one. There were 6 technical fouls, but no one got suspended or anything.
Okay.
And see, they should let him fight.
Yeah, let him fight.
Like they do in hockey.
Yeah. Let him fight. Football, too. Fight.
So that was cool. They had this fight, which was, exciting. But then the final shot, that was amazing.
That was crazy.
So that Jokic, and everybody says I say it wrong. Anyway, he went up for the 3-pointer, right?
Yeah. Because with just like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Ago.
So he goes, and he kind of misses, and the other guy goes, a-loop, takes it down.
Caught it and slammed it.
Yep, sure did.
Right there at the buzzer.
It's crazy.
Boom!
What was that fun fact you told me, Schmidl?
It is the first ever NBA buzzer beater slam dunk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the way you said it, that's a lot.
First ever.
All right, well, that's cool.
Yeah,
first ever. Buzzer beater. Wait a minute. First ever buzzer beater playoff slam dunk win.
Yes. Correct.
And I didn't even have to watch the game. There was just highlights everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. The best parts of the game.
I walked in, and it was the fourth quarter. And the Nuggets were in front by 20 points.
Oh, geez.
When I turned it on, because I'd been playing golf, right? So I get home, I turn it on, we're up 20. We didn't score for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, it should have never gotten to that point.
We never scored.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
They scored every point for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hello, put that ball in the basket.
Well, you kind of take away the fun of how great I thought the game was.
Oh, it turned out great at the end of the game.
Well, I know, but I didn't know we were 20
points. We had them clobbered. We were up 24, 25 points at one time, I think.
I think the highlight of my weekend, besides like everything that was going on, was just watching that Shador nightmare happen.
Shador. I was on the golf course, and everybody in my foursome was checking their phones to see if he'd been drafted.
It was crazy. And I couldn't believe I woke up the next day on Saturday, and it's still...
I did not expect that at all.
Me either. That was just nuts.
In fact, I'll always remember where I was when Shador was drafted. I was on the 6th hole, Jamie, and I was looking for my ball in the weeds.
Yeah, and there...
And then I heard, he's been drafted! And all of a sudden... The ball of the weeds didn't matter anymore.
No.
Shador has been drafted.
Thank God. To Cleveland. And what did I say Friday? I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland.
You did say that.
I did say that. Yeah. I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland. And then you said something like, well, what? And I go, Cleveland sucks. Yeah. Like, it's the worst place you'd want to be. And then he was drafted there.
As soon as I heard that he went to Cleveland, I thought of you.
You did?
Because I'm like, how the hell did you know that? Cleveland. Because he already had 4 quarterbacks. It's like, they're not going to draft him.
It's known as a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah. I saw that tweet, too.
I saw this yesterday. Here is a tweet yesterday. And if you are a Shador fan, and you think the NFL really kind of blackballed the guy, and put him way down there when he should have been a top 10 pick. They're now saying fans on TikTok have pledged that they will buy Shador Sanders jerseys and all merch from his official website only and will never buy anything off the NFL site.
Really?
Whoa. Doesn't the NFL get part of the money anyway?
Well, it's trademarked.
Yeah. He can't sell his own jerseys.
I think we're being a little bit dumb about that one.
Well, he could sell jerseys that just say legendary on them instead of like Cleveland Browns or whatever.
But
what does that mean?
Yeah. Don't you want a Cleveland jersey?
Not if they're trying to support Shador. They just want his brand, right?
Well, I think it's funny that and I know we talked about this earlier, but in 2016, that basically Coach Prime said, no young quarterback should go to Cleveland.
No.
And he said, I would pull a Eli Manning if I had a young quarterback taken to Cleveland.
You could be in Hollywood and you could not write this script.
Exactly.
You could not write this script that dad dissed the Browns years ago, where a quarterback never wants to be drafted to. And then your son, 15 years later, gets drafted straight to the Browns. You couldn't even write this script.
You know, it's like when I used to make fun of band kids and then my kid was in the band.
Exactly.
But he played the drums, so that's a cool guy. Cool guy move. It wasn't like the flute or the clarinet.
Yeah.
The drums.
The oboe.
The oboe.
Throw him on the oboe. He's an oboe boy.
And what about the fat kid that always gets that big thing?
The trombone.
The trombone. And I always feel like he's like the worst in shape, right? But he has to carry that huge thing.
Yeah.
And he's all sweaty and his cheeks are bright red. It's just sad.
The report says Shador will probably make over $5 million the first year in his clothing line.
Oh, wow. His clothing line alone?
Well, on that has, like his number or whatever on it. Yeah.
Because they said he's taking a pay cut from what he earned in college to what he's going to earn
in
the NFL.
Which is so sad to think of.
That's why he's got to do this.
Yes.
I also hear that before the season starts, he'll be doing DoorDash.
No, you know what? Carson told me they're not hiring.
Actually, I had a friend who she's looking for a second job, and she told us she applied to be an Uber Eats driver and DoorDash and not accepting any new employees.
Isn't that
any new
so
drivers?
Many.
It's crazy.
They have so many.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. I don't know where they stand with their hiring practices. I did see where they started that pay in four. Did you see that?
No.
So they've teamed up with somebody. Is that a banking company or something?
It's like a financing company. It's called Klarna with a K.
They'll now let you pay in four. So let's say you're going to be, maybe throwing a party and you got to spend a couple of $100 on food that DoorDash is going to bring to you. You can now make it in four different payments.
No, you can finance. No.
That's right.
That.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because Spadil went off on that.
Yeah, because it should be illegal.
Here it is.
You've probably seen these options online. You go to pay for something, and instead of putting one fat purchase on your credit card or debit account, you see this option to buy now and pay later. It sounds great, right? Why not spread those payments out without penalty and keep some extra money in your account for longer? But experts say that's how things begin to pile up.
Buy now, pay later is a modern-day version of what we used to call layaway.
According to Harvard Business Review, consumers who used buy now, pay later were 9% more likely to purchase an item. And the number of items they bought also increased by 10%. And get this, it wasn't just a short-term spike.
I could do layaway for my chicken wings.
You know why it's not anything close to layaway? Because I worked at the mall and we had a lot of layaway people.
Yeah.
Because people can just stop paying on it and we don't send them to collections. We just put their items that were in the back of
back
the room. Put them back on the...
This is food.
Yeah, that
so
you've already consumed.
You can't do that. Yeah, you
and
can't
And you've already
do that.
Dutied.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And this whole pay in four, it's not new. I mean, you go to PayPal or any of those services, they have that right now.
They do.
So you could literally, they've had it for the last several years, that you could literally order, 15 pizzas and pay for it, pay by four on PayPal. It's all the same.
I don't use PayPal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what people are getting bent out of shape because it's already out there.
No, it's Spadil. Remember, he gave us all a speech about it.
Spadil, it's already there.
Because it's different, though, when it's on PayPal because now they're actually putting it in the app, and it's just predatory for people who are in a position where they actually kind of need to use this stuff because they got to feed themselves, and then they're just putting themselves further and further in a hole. It's a lot like advanced payday loans. Where they're just like trying to help themselves out, but it just hurts them.
Yeah,
in the
but
long
are they
run.
Getting huge interest rates? Like like those advanced.
No,
they have like 55%
interest.
There's no interest rate up front, first. But if you don't pay it fast enough, then there is an interest rate, and they're really big.
But on the first four, there's nothing.
Right.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Well, no. That's if you pay it in a certain time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get it paid off, like 30 days.
But if you're already in a position where you're financially, poor or whatever, are you going to be able to make those four payments in the correct time frame? Like, you're probably still going to get hit with interest if you're in a position like that.
All right, I have a different thing. What if you guys had a car, right, and it was sitting outside, and you could have it sent to somebody, and they could use it for a few hours while you're at work? Would you do that?
No.
Did you see how Tesla's going to? Yeah, Tesla's going to do that with Tesla owners that you can loan out your car, and it can go drive and pick up somebody, and they can use it for while you're at work.
Someone else driving my car scares the crap out of me.
We have that service,
Turo.
Yeah,
but this one comes and gets you. But you're, right. Like, my car, if I had a Tesla, or let's say a Slacker,
right,
he could come and just his car would come and pick me up.
Yep. It's like your own Waymo, kind of.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? They're starting to, they wrote the program for it already.
I don't think a lot of people would want to do that. Well, maybe some people would. I mean, you would buy a second car just for that service.
Yeah, but what if I got somebody that's like smoking in it? And,
one time I got a car on Turo, and we were smoking a bunch of weed in the car, we thought that some cops were coming up on us, so I tried to like slide down the back seat while I had like my lighter still going, and I burnt the crap out of this dude's car, and they never found it.
You are a model human.
I'm gonna just turn the mic off.
Yeah, that took us down a notch.
I don't know if that's a good kicker to go into the break.
Wow.
I got my lighter out, tried to hit my bar.
My babe.
I'm sliding down into the seat, keep the buzz off of us. Yeah. Great story, Bill.
Yeah. Classy.
Yeah, or so classy. Jeez.
Push
you know how to come right over the top, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Woo! Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't get busted that day.
Yeah.
5 to 10 in the big house.
Just don't let other people use your car.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
There it is. Full circle.
Be relatable. BJ and Jamie. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.